Article 14. A scroll from the university archives. A detailed account of the time before the war. A time before the Fae were wingless, feral beasts.
Life with the fairies was a golden era
in the Age of Man. They lived among us as guardians, friends, even mates. Those half-blooded children, born of both man and fairy, changed everything. They were particularly skilled in the art of transformation, even replicating those that had passed on. When the humans cursed and banished the fairies, what became of the halflings? History has deemed their bloodline extinct, but it is yet to be proven. With their power, think of what we could create, who we could bring back. I leave for the forest 1 week from today.
Are fairies fallen angels? That's the question of the evening. They're always throwing things in our faces, and I saw a bunch of patterns from this movie, and I just want to share a few of them with you. I think you'll find it intriguing. So if fallen angels are fairies, think about the word fairy tale. Is that a demon tale or a fallen angel tale, a celestial being tale? Did these fairies mate with humans and make halflings? Is that the Anunnaki? Is that the Nephilim? Are these all the same thing? The first interesting aspect is the underground. There's always underground with the satanic stuff, underground with elites, underground with these massive complexes. They say all of these different things about the underground, and now in this movie they hint to the burrows. And they say the burrows are an underground complex that go throughout the forest. Now then you think about different things like all of the kids and people going missing in all the national forests throughout the United States. These are the cliffs I'm talking about. Check it out.
They're all over the forest. Connected underground like a system of tunnels. It's where the watchers go during the daylight hours.
It's important to remember that we are in their territory.
And as long as the sun's out, there's nothing to be afraid of.
Do not go near the burrows. Always stay in the light.
But don't you want to know what they are?
Let's begin in reality. So underneath the White House, there's an underground complex that they use to travel back and forth. Underneath the United States, there's also another underground facility / travel system that the president uses to travel back and forth. Those are real things, okay? Getting into another real thing, the Playboy Mansion has blueprints connecting the Playboy Mansion to different houses underground, showing one house, and I believe there's another showing another house. I know you can feel us leaning out of reality. Going to the next thing, it's the Black Mountain. I heard about this years ago. It literally is a bunch of strange black rocks, and somehow you can get in there. There's tunnels, and everybody who's gone in there has gone missing, and all of the rescue people and police who have gone there after them have gone missing. This is real. You can look it up. Very intriguing. And they say it goes underground. They hear weird noises, smell weird smells, right? Even the natives say there's been information passed down through generations of reptile-like creatures that live underneath this thing. And this is in Queensland, Australia. And we absolutely cannot leave out Admiral Richard E. Byrd, an American naval officer who is flying over both of the poles, the South and the North Pole. Apparently, he flew into the North Pole and ran into an advanced civilization. They brought him to somewhere called Agartha. He saw multiple different ancient species that were said to be extinct and lush green and rivers all underneath. And he also went to the South Pole and saw the same thing. apparently this is in his diaries and not in his official report. There's multiple people who have done videos on the missing people all throughout the National Forest in the United States. You got to look into that yourself, and that ties into human trafficking. Some people think it could be more supernatural. What if it was right in the middle? And to top it off with the crazy conspiracy theory cherry that you could look into, it's compelling. All Walmarts are supposedly connected, or at least one Walmart in each state is connected, apparently underground. It's been said by multiple people. There's massive underground complexes everywhere, from elites making them to storage facilities to Area 51 to the Cheyenne Mountain Base. They're just inside of the terrain. It's easy peasy. Operation Ice Worm, you can look it up. That was them drilling in Antarctica, I believe. So it's out there. Look it up. Let's get into the next aspect, which is shapeshifters. So we're going to get a little crazy here, but I think you'll find this intriguing, and I'll give you a lot of things you can look up after this that you'll love.
We call them the Watchers.
What is that? What are they doing?
Applause. A welcome to the show. Just be yourself. That's all they want. Was longer, leaner.
That's not possible.
The Watchers are a very ancient species. The things of legend and lore. They go by many names. Changelings. The winged people. Fairies. They're studying us so that they can become us. We are their playthings, their muses. And that is why they will never let us leave. This must be where the fairies were imprisoned. It is said that they once lived among us as gods, the bridge between nature and man. But over time, the power of the changelings began to frighten us. Human and fae were at war. They were banished to a tomb deep underground, sealed in by a great door that prevented them from ever returning the way they came in. For centuries, they clawed towards the surface, only to discover they had lost their wings, their magic, and could never leave this forest.
So I just want to say it's super intriguing that they want to become us and they want to study us, right? I mean, that lines right up with what the angels would be wanting to do, the fallen angels. They'd want to study man because man was created by God in his image, which is different, a different species than this angel species. I know a lot of you think about it as like mythical, but we need to think about it in terms of race and genetics. They are a different species than humans, right? So they study us. People speculate it could be because our souls last longer. Who knows? Maybe it's just an adversarial thing where they just want us to live in turmoil, or they're milking us of our energy. There's so many different directions we could go with this. But getting back to reality, is it possible that some sort of creature or genetics could be on this planet that could potentially change its face, morph? I mean, we have things like the cuttlefish or the octopus that can straight up morph into different things. There's different creatures like some sort of stick insects that can turn into sticks, and other creatures that can mimic other things, chameleons. And our eyes are so small on the spectrum, we're really not seeing what's going on here anyway. So is there something out there that could be right in our blind spot? Is that possible? Could it be shifting three-dimensionally to us? It's like, what? That's impossible. But is there a way we just don't understand?
No, Vatis. Grant
sure.
It's pretty compelling when you look at the reptilian shapeshifter theory, with people claiming Queen Elizabeth has changed into a lizard on multiple occasions and eaten people. That's been multiple people looking really serious saying these things. I came across this picture. I went to the source. I discovered where it was. Somebody was on vacation. They took a picture of a picture, Polaroid, inside of the Buckingham Palace, I believe, and you can actually see some sort of lizard-type creature in the back. Maybe you see it, maybe you don't. Again, this is crazy. We are deep into this, but we're going to investigate it just slightly. There's also been multiple celebrities who have been claimed to shapeshift, like Justin Bieber. You look into it, never get a video. Now, this will blow your mind. You can handle it or you can't. I was doing some research on Elon Musk's mother, and I came across a photographer and two different photos that blew my mind. I went to the sources and confirmed these photos are real. Zooming in, it looks like they have slits in their eyes. Different people have different opinions, but these are crazy to me and blow my mind. Check that out. So many different cultures have mentioned shapeshifters. The Naga were humans that could turn into serpents or vice versa, and that was Buddhist. The Kitsu, the Japanese fox humans that could turn from human to fox. The Skinwalkers, who could transform, apparently witches who could transform into animals. The Druids apparently can transform into animals. Then we know about werewolves, human wolves. And then changelings apparently replace children. And then we have the reptilians, who apparently can change into human form. And strange enough, in this movie, you can see almost a reptilian hand. If you watch V for Visitors, they kind of get into that whole thing. It's kind of compelling when you get into the reptilian theory, to be honest. Getting into angels and demons, Genesis 18 says that angels visited Abraham in the form of a man. So angels are said to be able to shapeshift as well. Then you think about, can the fallen angels, like they say in this movie? Folklore says that demons are able to trick humans with many forms, and we know if angels can shapeshift, so can demons. Nephilim in the Bible, according to Genesis 6, the sons of God got together with the daughters of men and had offspring that were called the Nephilim, who were said to be able to alter their form due to their heritage in the book of Enoch. They're called the Watchers because they have nothing better to do, and when they know us, then they can know how to exploit us, and apparently they already are exploiting us. It all connects. Patterns for me are why I made this video.
You were my pets. I was studying you up close.
It's not true.
Without you, I would have been trapped in that forest for an eternity. A prisoner just like the rest of you.
You have no idea how much the others make me suffer. Einrichtor was the name they gave me at my birth. The strange one. The Daywalker. The deformity.
The Daywalker.
The one to make it out. I will walk amongst the humans in your body. No one will notice the difference.
I think the reason that you can walk in the daylight is because you're not just a watcher, Madeline. You're also part human.
I don't believe you.
You must have felt it. That you never really belonged. I think there are others like you out there. What if you could find them? We don't have to be alone anymore.
So my final thoughts are, if this video were to be telling us the truth and desensitizing us to certain things, I would say in the video, the coop, the place where they're all trapped in, would be a metaphor for us inside of our little bubble, while at the same time the forest would be the world, and that they are actually trapped within the forest, within our earth, right, underground, influencing us in different ways. That would be the metaphor here, and I think they tell us this many different ways in many different movies, and nobody really pays attention because when they're watching a movie, they want to relax and go on a vacation. When I'm watching a movie, I go to work. So it's a little different for me than it is you, but if you look at it that way, it's kind of fun. It's like solving a puzzle. Maybe you have to have the right mind for it. You know, with all these Satanists always going underground and Freemasons going underground, it would not surprise me at all if one of them had a direct connection to some sort of entities that literally were underground that had some sort of magical abilities as we see, but they're not really magical. We just aren't used to it. So if you loved this little breakdown and you haven't seen the Occult Cat series that I did, Cat and the Occult, you absolutely have to see it. Go to occultcat.com. First episode is mostly about Cat, and then as we get into the other ones, it gets into so many different topics. By the end, it's so amazing. I enjoyed making it, and I always talk about it. So go check that out. This has been a compelling investigation. I hope you've enjoyed it. I'm GK with the Disclosure Hub, and I hope to see you on the next one.